Perak Yud Zayin, Bedarche Knias HaTahara, in the ways to acquire purity. Hini HaDerech LaHasig HaMida HaZos, the way in which to acquire this Mida, Kalhu L'Mishe Kfar Hishtadel HaHisig HaMidos HaShniyos AdHina. It will be very easy for somebody who already put in the effort and has attained the Midos that we had mentioned until now. Kihine Keshe Yachshov V'Yizbonin, because when a person thinks and contemplates about Al P'chisos Tanuge HaOlam V'Tovosav, on the lowliness of pleasures of this world and their benefits, K'moshe Kasati L'mayla, like we had mentioned before, Yimas Bahem, he will be disgusted with them, V'le'yachashvim Ela L'Ros, he'll only consider them to be evil, V'le'chasronos HaTeva HaChomri HaChoshach V'Hagas, and he'll view them as being natural detractions and physical things that darken a person and that they are very coarse. Uvis Amis Etzlo Hayosa Mamash Chasronos V'Ros, and when it becomes true to a person that these are actual things that are detracting and they're evil, surely it'll be easy for him to separate himself from them and stay away from them, and to remove them from his heart. Al kain, therefore, as much as a person delves into and constantly works on trying to recognize the lowliness of physical things and their pleasures, it will be much more easy for that person to purify his thoughts and his heart in order not to go towards his Yetzer Hara at all, in any of his actions. Rather, the physical things that he does do will be as if he is forced to do them, and nothing else. But however, just like purifying a person's thoughts, we have divided into two categories. One is in a person's physical actions, and the other one is in the actions of Avodas Hashem. So too, the things a person needs to look into in order to acquire this Mida of Tahara is also split into two categories. In order to purify a person's thoughts when it comes to physical actions, the way to do that is to consistently and constantly look into the lowliness of things of this world and its pleasures, like we mentioned already. And a person has to purify his thoughts when it comes to the things that he does for Avodas Hashem. A person should contemplate on the deceit of honor and its fallacies. A person should regulate himself to run away from these things. Then, when a person is doing the Avodas Hashem, he'll shy away from it being praised on his actions, and being lauded upon, that people will praise him for. And then his thoughts will be completely dedicated towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Asher Hu Sihiloseinu, because he is what we are praised about, Hu Kol Tuvenu, and Hashem is all the good that we have, Ushleimoseinu, and our completion, the Evezulos, and there's nothing besides HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Omer, so too it says, Hu Sihiloscha, Hu Elokecha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our praise, and he is our God. Minamaisim Hamadrichim Es Ha'odom, Lo Voli De Midozo. And the things that will guide a person to come to this Mida, who has mana the divrei ha'avoda ve'amitzvos, is being prepared for things of Avodas Hashem and for mitzvos. B'hainu, and that means, shalo yikonis b'kiyum ha'mitzvah b'thesa pisom, that a person shouldn't just jump into a mitzvah randomly, she'in daito adayim yoshevas alav, when his mind is not settled in himself, v'yachol le'izbonim b'meshu osa, and then he's not able to contemplate and think about what he's actually doing. Ali Yasmin Atmo, he should set aside time and prepare himself, Ladover, to the matter. Viyachin Libo, and he should prepare his heart, Ben Miton, patiently, Adji Akonis Behis Bonos, until he goes into the action with contemplation. Vozjiz Bonin Mahu Holich Lasos, and he should think about what he is about to go and do. Vilifne Mihu Holich Lasos, and before who he is going and doing that action. Share Biki Bikanto Bein Azeb, because when a person goes into the action after this thought process, then it becomes much easier for him to send away from himself all these different biases that he will have that are external to the action. And then he could really establish within his heart the proper intention that is necessary and wanted. You should see. Because the original pious people, what they would do is they would wait an hour before they daven, and then they would go into davening. in order to spend time in advance preparing their minds and their hearts to do the Avodas Hashem. And surely they weren't just spending an hour doing nothing. They would intend and prepare their hearts for davening, for whatever davening they needed to do. And they would push out of themselves the bad thoughts, the foreign thoughts. And they would fill themselves up with the proper fear and love that was necessary. For Omer in the Pasuk in Iyov says, that after you have prepared your heart, then you should open up your heart, your hands to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the things that detract from the midah of purity is lack of contemplation in the things that we have mentioned, the Hainu, which are Sichlus, foolishness, pchisus hatanugim, the lowliness of pleasures, redifas hakavod, running after honor, umiyat ha'achon al avoda, and lacking preparation for doing his avodas Hashem. Ki ashnayim harishonim he mefatem es hamachshavo mamshichim osa el apnios. Because the first two things, the things that is the foolishness and seeing the lowliness and physical pleasures, are what can seduce a person's thoughts and bring him into all these different thoughts that he has and biases. Like a woman who is an adulterer, that instead of her husband, she takes somebody else. And these outside thoughts have already been called Znus Halev, adultery of the heart. Says, don't veer after your hearts and your eyes, that you adulterate after them. Because then the heart veers away from its straight, perfect vision, as your hayolo likashibo that he should have connected to, el havolim v'dimyonos kozim, to things of nothingness and imaginary false items. Umir ha'achana, and from lack of preparation, gorim lasichlas hativi, causes the natural foolishness, habo mitzad achomer, that comes from a person's physicality, shalo yigorash mitocha, that he doesn't divorce from himself. Farihu mavish as ha'avoda b'sirchono, and he is ruining his avodas Hashem by spoiling it with that foolishness. And now we will go on to explain the midah of piety.